This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Happy Thursday to you, everybody. It is Sports Daily. It is Albrock and Caster here. Max Power in producing. We're glad to be here with you. A lot to get to on the show today as we crank up football season's really all over the place. We've got training camp going for the Chiefs. We've got practice underway for both KU today and K-State underway as well. We're going to check in from Manhattan with Tim Fitzgerald from K-State camp, our K-State insider joining a little later in the program. We're going to have Eric Johnson in to talk a little golf, see what his reaction to Scotty's win across the pond is and what's coming up next on the PGA Tour. We'll do that in the show today as well. The Royals, big winners. Big bats against the Cubs. We'll get to that as we make our way through. It's all What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, WBC Delano's debut brew, Hatfield's Mama. German Kolsch with a clean, crisp character, smooth and refreshing. Make history with Hatfield's Mama, Wichita Brewing Company, Delano's debut brew, available at all three WBC brew pubs. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Happy Thursday. Good to see you today. We had an update in the TBT last night as well. The KU alumni squad did not make it past the final in their regional, so we will not see an Aftershocks and KU alumni matchup this weekend. However, we will see the Aftershocks inside Coke Arena on Sunday night, so that should be fun. But yeah, KU's alumni team did not get it done last night.
Yeah, it's that's unfortunate, but it's okay. The Aftershocks still get their home game. That would have been pretty cool. But it'll be okay. We're focused in on Wichita State's alumni team trying to get in there, host games, and get that $1 million purse. But that game's not till Sunday. But yes, Jayhawks hoops. They had a chance, man. We just, for whatever reason, we can't get it to happen. They just match them up in the first round or something. Let's make it happen that way. But we make our way through the Royals. Tommy go big last night. We'll get more into this in just a minute. But 8-4 winners over the Cubbies. I mean, it was a lot of home runs yesterday. They had three of them. When Tyler Tolbert's hitting home runs, you're feeling it a little bit here. Bobby Witt Jr. did not play. He's got kind of a little nicked up knee. He says it's fine. The day off today, the day baseball yesterday, maybe just made sense to sit him down. Certainly we'll keep an eye on that. But it does wash away the Marlins series that you now win against the Cubs, and the Royals continue to play much better, especially offensively here in the month of July. And we're to July 24th, and it just keeps going, Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, we've got power coming in bunches, you know, from the Royals over the last – really the entire month, but even after the All-Star break, what's that, three of the last four games for the Royals, they've put up at least seven runs. And so, I mean, you look at that, and outside of the shutout the other day inside Wrigley against the Cubs, they've been able to deliver and produce offensively. And it's been fairly consistent. That's been a major question mark for the Royals. How can they produce offensively on a consistent basis? I like to look at trends. I feel like the team continues to trend better offensively. I know you've referenced the law of averages and, you know, the Royals' bats coming alive and kind of balancing out how bad it had been for quite a while. I'd like to think this sort of thing can continue.
I do too. I don't know if it's going to be enough, but I think it can continue. I think what we saw for the first half of the year, basically, it won't be that bad the rest of the way. I don't know if it'll be good enough. And the rumor mills are just swirling right now for the Royals and what they might do. Saw Bubic's name brought up again yesterday. Lugo, of course, stays brought up.
I've seen Mikel Garcia's name floated around too. Have you seen that?
No, that one doesn't make any sense.
He's shown up on, you know, like best fit for other teams lists. But with the caveat that, you know, the Royals are more than likely not moving a guy the caliber of Mikel Garcia. But I have seen his name pop up on a couple of prominent websites from people speculating different things.
Yeah, a guy that has shown upside historically, can play essentially every position on the field, and has four more years of control after this year. I would say unlikely. That Mikel Garcia gets traded, but in fact, listen on everybody.
Yeah, so it was Jim Bowden writing for the Athletic.
Jim Bowden
writing for the Athletic.
Former GM.
Yep, saying that Mikel Garcia could be a name that the Royals dangle at the deadline. I think that's unlikely, but he also puts Jonathan India in that conversation as well. That they might be shopping infielders because they feel like they've got depth in the infield and they really need help in the outfield. I think that's unlikely, but that article came out yesterday.
I mean, trading India would be probably okay. Trading Mikel Garcia, a team would really have to want him and give you a big haul back for a dude that's going to cost you nothing for the next 4 years and can play everywhere. And do lots of different things too. He's, you know, he can hit. He's shown this year he can hit comfortably in different spots in the lineup. That would be a surprise to me. But you never know. You gotta take every call. You gotta listen on everything. I don't think you're so desperate for an outfielder that you shoot yourself in the other foot potentially down the road. But at that point, just go find an outfielder in free agency or something. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Royals call up MJ Melendez yesterday, by the way. You sent that to me. Lots of jokes can come with that because it's been, you know, it was so bad for Melendez this year before he got called down or before he got sent down. But he has shown us historically he can get hot.
And he's been good in Omaha. I mean, being sent down, he's been a productive bat for them down there. It was so bad for him to start the season with the big league squad. And I know it was out of necessity. Nick Lofton is on the concussion list, and so he's got to take a couple of days off, kind of get through all of that. And they needed to replace him with somebody, and it happened to be Melendez. I think expectations should be extremely low that Melendez will have any kind of impact whatsoever on this team in the interim while Lofton is on the concussion list.
He was slugging down there. He was slugging down there. He is batting .250 with 13 home runs in 72 games. So, and last year, remember, he had stretches where he kind of carried him a little bit. Like, and it's so feast or famine with him. But if you can catch a heater, why not? Right? If he can come up and give you a couple of weeks and he's figured it out and you've got some pop down there, like, heck yeah, like, bring that up. So, and I do also just generally as a rule, I like MJ Melendez. I think his teammates really like him. And I think he's been a pretty interesting player. It just got to the point this year where it got so bad. So that was an interesting roster move yesterday.
Yeah, I think we're going to look back on this season and just the revolving door of outfielders, really outside of Kyle Isbell in center field. But I mean, guys like Melendez and Renfroe, Mark Canna, Tyler Tolbert, Nick Lofton, John Rave. I mean, like there have been so many different players that they've rotated through trying to find something that sticks. Let's be real. It's not going to be Melendez in his second stint this season in left field, but I think it does illuminate and highlight the fact that they still don't have a permanent solution there in left field.
Yeah, it's not going to be every day Melendez in left field. Now, whether he can come up and rotate in there, I think that's possible. But the Royals also want to add a bat. So we'll get into all that. Let's talk about yesterday's game. Let's talk about the series, and we'll dig in a little bit on the Royals. Don't go away. We got more Sports Daily. It's all Brock and Caster coming to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. You want to win some HTO? You can do that right now by texting the keyword T to the short code 20357. That's T to 20357. You can enter once per day message and data rate supply. You can win a free iced tea from HTO. This will be good for either East Wichita, West Wichita, or in Derby. Good luck, everybody, on that. Got some new drink launches, HTOs, coming with on August 1st, so be prepared for that as well. Tommy, I'm just reading a little bit here. The stuff with the playoff format in college football is getting really interesting. Some reporting from Sports Illustrated this morning that it's essentially the Big Ten on an island, wanting the 4-4-2-2-1 at this point. The SEC coaches did not like that format, which is why the SEC has sort of backed off. But the reporting this morning is that the Big Ten, basically like four different people close to it, are saying they went to the networks and said, oh yeah, we're going to get this and we're going to give you a conference semifinal, essentially, which I've actually said was a good idea for television partners, right? Yeah. Have a four team playoff or whatever. And they can't walk it back now. So they've kind of dug their heels in. And so they're the only ones that want this of the four main leagues. Now we told you that yesterday. That would make sense and wouldn't surprise me. Petitti has been, he's shot big and in his time there. So that could be what's happening. And now they're saying if they want to go with what everyone else wants, the SEC needs to play another conference game, which has always been a weird, nobody else around the country really cares story. But I guess the Big Ten logic is, well, we have to play one more game, which means we have nine more losses when it comes to selection time. But that doesn't matter. Like, nobody's looking at that. Nobody in that room is looking at that stuff. We know who the teams are. Like, it's, you're not going to not get in because you played one more conference game.
Yeah, I don't think that you're going to be looking at the body of the SEC as a whole and saying, well, I mean, look, they've got nine more losses, so we're gonna hold out one of the teams, from that conference in the playoff. That seems extremely unlikely. What's more likely to happen is that sort of thing just gets completely glossed over and ignored when it comes time to select the teams for the playoff, and you'll see just as many SEC teams as you would have otherwise.
Look, you're probably looking in most years where the Big Ten and the SEC is going to get around five teams in anyway. So I don't think that they're going to be teams where they got screwed by playing that extra game. Usually those teams are going to be top end teams where it's pretty obvious, right, that they should be in there. So I don't know where this goes. I know that the Big Ten has sort of created this island for itself. It's good that the SEC is not aligned with them. If you were the Big 12 and the ACC and you subscribe to what the conference commissioners are saying, that the other format is better. I still maintain that it's riskier because who knows what could happen with this thing, and who knows what we'll get Tim Fitzgerald take on it. I'm curious to hear what he has to say about it, but it's interesting drama here with the new commissioners trying to kind of level the field. All right, let's talk Royals here. Tommy, I mean the bats appear to be, they're not, I wouldn't say they're consistent, but I think they're back for probably closer to what we thought this year would look like offensively. It's certainly been better. It probably hasn't been consistent enough, but it's better. And the question becomes, is it good enough? They'll play six games now. They got a homestand. I'm talking about a critical homestand. Cleveland can pitch. That's going to be a challenge for the bats always. Atlanta, not quite as much, but I do think they run into Spencer Strider in that series. This is it. Six games. It's a homestand. It could define the season. It could define the future of players. JJ Piccolo is going to be careful for that not to happen, but it's almost impossible for it, if it goes negatively, not to have an impact. You've got Vinny Pasquantino yesterday after the game, after Seth Lugo came out and had a nice performance, six innings, two runs, more vintage Lugo than his last couple of starts. And it was a good opportunity for his teammates to kind of rally behind him and say, we don't want him to go anywhere. They, you know, clearly they think they can get in this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think they do. And I think Matt Quatrero does as well. I mean, he said after the game that he feels like this team is right in it. And, you know, they just need to string together more performances like they've had the last week or so. Actually, really a lot like the last month. And there have been some not great performances sprinkled in there. But again, trending, this team is performing better, playing better overall holistically than they did in the month of June, than they did in the month of May. They have looked a whole lot better. And I think that part of it is when you watch them play, it, like in that game yesterday, the 8-4 win, or the win on Monday night where the bats came alive, they passed the eye test. When they perform like that, they look like a playoff team. They look like a postseason team. There was a long stretch of time where they did not pass the eye test whatsoever. And so I think that from a consistency standpoint, sure, like you would love to not have the one-offs like the shutout on Tuesday night when you run into Matthew Boyd, and you'd like to be able to make some noise offensively with that. And, you know, but by and large, I think that there should be a lot more optimism surrounding the construction of this team right now than what, a month ago or 3 weeks ago even?
There's no question.
No question about that. And so, but I think then the question becomes, and you brought it up in the last segment, is it going to be enough? Is it enough to get you over the hump? And, you know, I know that every single year leading up to the trade deadline, there are really difficult decisions to be made by a lot of teams. It doesn't happen very often when you've got a team that you just flat out, everybody knows what they're going to do and there's really no drama. You know, they're either selling everybody, they're buying everybody, like whatever the case might be. A lot of times this becomes the most difficult time for a general manager to assess and figure out what direction we go. I can't remember a time where it has been more difficult for JJ Piccolo. I even think last year was easier for him because, like,
well, yeah, they knew they wanted to buy.
Right, exactly. So I think, again, we're that much closer to the deadline, and I still believe there are multiple directions they can go.
They can do so many things to buy and sell. They could afford and justify selling a starting pitcher, a relief pitcher, an infielder, to Jim Bowden's point, I suppose, because they do have some depth there and they just added Frazier, and they could buy an outfielder. And I think all of those things are probably being discussed and on the table right now. So I, you know, those things immediately become the most interesting. But to me, the most interesting thing is whether or not they can, you know, still try to reach the postseason. And that's going to be on the table no matter what they do at the deadline. And I think that's important because it makes this season a whole lot more fun. Like, I don't care what they do at the deadline, they're still going to be, with the players they'll have there, in this conversation and in this postseason mix. We haven't talked about it at all, but Detroit is stumbling hard right now. They've only won one of their last 10 games. I think the Royals have gained something like 4 games on them in the last 10 or 12 days or something like that. So they're 10 games back of them. I only bring it up because what if Detroit goes into the cold stretch and Kansas City can get hot? Kansas City plays them 6 more times this year. So we'll keep an eye on that too. Everything has been focused on the wild card, but just in the very, 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 very back portions of your head, keep in mind, when you're talking about the division, you only have to chase one team, and you don't have to, you know, it's not 6 other teams in the mix. When it comes to the Tigers, if they are going to come back down to earth, that's something to watch, because it wouldn't take much in a really cold stretch to continue for them and a really hot stretch for the Royals for the division race to become really interesting again. So this is the strangest baseball season. Tommy, the 3 best records in the American League, they all have 60 wins, right? Like, it's just such a bizarre, even. There is not a team in baseball right now playing 600 baseball.
Yeah.
It's July 24th.
Yep.
There is not one team in baseball above 600 right now. That's
crazy.
Well, and the teams that are all there in both leagues that have either leading their division or leading the wild card, they're all different. Like, you've got your big market Dodgers and Yankees in there, but then you've got the Brewers, you know, with the best record in baseball. You know, you've got the Blue Jays are up in there. Like, it's a variety of different teams that have found their way to the top of their divisions and top of the wild card. One other thing to keep in mind, I mean, it makes, and I know we'll preview this series later on, but it makes this weekend series at home against the Guardians so important. The Guardians are now in second place in the division. They're one game over 500, so the Royals would have to leapfrog them to catch the Tigers. Also, they're ahead of the Royals in the wild card race as well. And so,
they're white hot.
And they're white hot. So, and they are, they're trending up while Detroit is trending down. And so if you're Cleveland, you absolutely think, man, like, we could catch the Tigers as well. Like, this is not just a couple team race here. Like, the Guardians are, like they always are, back in the mix when I think a lot of people kind of left them for dead. They're trending up and they're peaking at the right time.
And Minnesota could do the same thing. So, like, there are just, if you just look right now, like, there are 22 teams in baseball that legitimately feel like they're capable of reaching the postseason. Like, they're within enough games if things go their way. 22 teams. Nobody's running away with it. The two coldest teams in baseball have been the two best teams in baseball for most of the year, the Dodgers and the Tigers. So it's just, like, it to me, all of this says, like, what the Royals have gone through in a cold streak is not anything unique to pretty much any team this year. Did you ever think the Tigers were going to lose 9 out of 10?
No, not at all.
I mean, that's where we are right now, and it's just, and it hasn't been to good teams either, right? Like, it hasn't been, they just, I believe they were just swept by the Pirates. So, like, it's for everyone, it's like this. So for me, at the end of the day, like, I just look at rosters and I still, I know I say this all the time, but just, like, roster to roster, when you consider what Noah Cameron's brought to the table, and you consider that at some point Cole Reagan's, we hope, will come back, there, I don't think there are many, if any, overwhelmingly more talented rosters when you think about starting pitching, relief pitching, defense, and offense than the Royals. The offense has just underperformed. They're an elite defensive team. They have elite starting pitching and depth, and they have a good bullpen. I don't know if it's great, but it's good. It's a lot better than some of the teams that are, you know, ahead of them. So at some point, like, just see where the chips fall.
Well, and listen, right? Like, there are some stats out there that back up the claim that this team is trending upward, and that the consistency, at least offensively, is getting better. I mean, I remember us talking about how they ranked, like, dead last in the league, in all of Major League Baseball, for that matter, in things like home runs, and they had the most runners left on base, runners left in scoring position, all these different metrics that you look at. A lot of those numbers have improved over the last month or so. Kansas City is no longer down at the very bottom of Major League Baseball as far as their slugging percentage is concerned. Now, they're not great. They're still in the bottom 10, but they're not dead last like they were before. They're not dead last in home runs per game like they were. They're still near the bottom, but I remember them being dead last at one point. It wasn't that long ago that happened. And you know, I remember us looking at, all right, how many runners are they leaving in scoring position per game? And they were, like, I think number one or number two in Major League Baseball. And we talked about how unclutch they had become because they weren't able to drive runs in. That's not the case anymore. They are smack dab in the middle of Major League Baseball as far as driving in runners and not having runners left in scoring position per game. So taking a look at some of those things that we have been calling out for so long, they're starting to get better. They actually, you know, when you look at the actual constructive statistics, they are improving in those areas.
I keep breaking out July, and in July they're a top third offense.
Yeah.
No, their power, they've hit the fifth most home runs in the month of July. But I, you know, I don't I don't think that's the only thing. It's been real handy for them because you score the runner. But yeah, they're basically top third in the month of July, and all of these things they've been dead ass last in all year prior to July. And so is that sustainable? Again, I don't know if they're going to do that the rest of the way, but they're almost certainly going to be better than they were. And is it too late? I don't know. The offense is largely, they don't strike out. They don't walk. That's probably an approach thing that needs to change a little bit in the offseason, but they do appear to be a little more patient than they had been. But even when they were struggling, they don't strike out. I think they just make contact on pitches they shouldn't be swinging at. Maybe that's been one of the weirder things. If you look inside the numbers for them, is that they've been so bad and they don't strike out. They just, it's the clutch thing, which is not, there's not really a stat for that, but home runs, you know, eliminate the need to be clutch, right? Home runs take that necessity away. You just score everybody with one swing like that. So we'll see. I think it's in the cards for them to be in the mix until the end of this season. And I hope that stays the same. And what was it, 2 weeks ago now, JJ Piccolo basically laid out that they're not letting individual games dictate it. And I believe that. I think they know as an organization, they need another outfielder. And so as an organization, not based on wins and losses at the current moment, if they think they can go find an outfielder, they'll find an outfielder. I think they know as an organization, Seth Lugo's, you know, contractual situation is not the best for them. So if other teams would like to have him, they'll listen, and they'll listen on every player on the roster and ride it out. But no matter what they do, I don't think what we're talking about changes any. They're going to be almost certainly in the mix the rest of the way. Maybe they can get in the mix in the division again. Who knows? But in the wild card, probably, because there's so many games still to play and there's so many teams in and out of it every other day. It's just, it's a nonstop cycle. It's been one of the craziest seasons to watch because of it. And the two teams that I watch every night are both right in the middle of it. The Rangers and the Royals, they're very similar teams. They both struggle offensively. They both pitch like crazy, and they both have just been hovering. And then I look up and down and I'm like, well, you know what? That's been kind of everybody all year. Like, everybody's kind of hovering. There's a handful of bad teams and that's it.
Look, I said it yesterday, and I'll say it again, and I think you agree with this. This team goes as Salvador Perez goes. That's the way that it works. I mean, he's the captain. He's the leader of this team, and he, I think, admittedly, he would probably say this too, was not performing the way that he wanted to and the way that he thought he could. And the team, I think, reacted appropriately to that. Like, they were not winning baseball games during that time.
You want to win a trip to see Zach Brown Band, Love and Fear, live at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December. It includes a two-night stay in a suite at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, the only hotel directly connected to the Sphere. It's easy to enter the national contest for a chance to win a trip to the show. Download the Odyssey app, listen to KFH for at least an hour. You can learn more at odyssey.com/Zach. Thanks to the Messina Touring Group. Good luck on that contest, everybody. Tommy, we come back. It is Chiefs training camp, day two of practice, kind of the focus on the defense in day two. The defense is interesting. Hasn't been talked about a ton. I'm guilty of that, too. They have some losses, but largely they're running it back with an infusion of a couple of young guys. There's definitely a path for them to be as good as they've been the last couple of years. I don't know if I think there's a path for them to be better. I suppose there is if the rookies just absolutely ball out. But they should be a strength of this team again. It's one of the reasons I think the floor is always moderately high. It's like you have Mahomes and that whole thing. But lately it's been because the defense is almost certainly going to keep you in the games that you're playing. It's how they won a ton of games last year. The defense bailed them out offensively. I mean, how many games? Until the end of the season, it felt like every week. And so they don't get a lot of attention, but it should be another good unit this year.
I really want to know what the defensive line is going to shake out to look like opposite of Chris Jones. We know what Jones does year in and year out, even as another year older. I mean, that's locked in and set in stone. We know that, that he's going to be as productive as he usually is, I'm sure. But they don't have Tershawn Wharton anymore. So what do they do opposite of Chris Jones? You know, Mike Pinnell is back on the roster. He's kind of been more of a spot guy. I'm not sure that he's an every down defensive lineman. And so what do you expect out of him? Really, you're probably going to be leaning a lot on the rookie, on Omar Norman Lott. And what can he do as a second round rookie coming in and playing on that line? I know they signed Jerry Tillery. Tillery's an older guy. He's an older player. So, you know, I don't exactly know what the rotations are going to look like. That's a big question mark for me, is how effective can that defensive line be outside of Chris Jones?
Yeah, I think good. I think effective. You know, they just locked up Karlaftis. I don't know what my biggest question on the defense is.
Well, again, I'm talking about like the interior defensive line. Like, I know that they've got edge. They've got edge all taken care of. Like, that, I don't have an issue about that. But, you know, you've got Jones, and then who's the other guy?
I have some issue with it. I think if this defense is truly going to become a game wrecking defense, rushing the quarterback has always been a need for them. And that's gonna fall on familiar faces, but it could happen. And yeah, maybe it happens from the interior because Norman Lott's also really good. I'm curious just to see him play. Just when was the last time the Chiefs spent high draft capital on an interior defensive? Yeah, was it Chris Jones?
Probably. Like, it's been a long time.
I'm curious to see that. And yeah, he could. All the rookies could make and second year players too. I know a lot of people have pointed to all the second year players on this defense. Remember how many defensive players they've been drafting over the years. So,
I mean, even Tershawn Wharton, you know, who they don't have anymore at defensive tackle, the Chiefs didn't draft him. He was an undrafted free agent, and the Chiefs signed him after the draft. So you probably do have to go back to Chris Jones, unless I'm missing somebody that the Chiefs actually drafted.
I can't think of one off the top of my head. Something Spags said that I thought was interesting yesterday, because early in the offseason, when the Chiefs chose to go and pay Nick Bolton, I don't want to say there was pushback on that, but that was the guy I think people just assumed was going to go. Here's what Steve Spagnuolo said about Bolton yesterday. He said he's just about everything. He's Patrick Mahomes for us on the defense. I've said this before. We're pretty multiple defensively. If we don't have that guy, it gets really challenging. He says, you know, when we look back to when we didn't know if we were getting Nick, I had it in my mind. I was preparing. If we don't have Nick, what do we do? It's just not the same. So thank God he's here. I think that tells you probably where the Chiefs were in that. They probably just had a conversation with Steve Spagnuolo. And I believe this too, because we all know one of the beauties and one of the reasons he's been so good at what he does, Steve Spagnuolo, is because he's multiple. He keeps offenses guessing. It's what, you know, it's the, whether it's the, you know, blitzes coming from the secondary or the well time, like all that stuff has to be called out there. Nick Bolton's been his guy for that. So I was really pleased when they brought Bolton back, just because it felt like they were committing to the consistency of the defense to some degree. I think it's really interesting to hear. Everybody wants to talk about Karlaftis and Chris Jones and these superstars, and he's just beaming about Nick Bolton, who got paid, but I do think is probably an underrated part of what Spags does defensively specifically.
Yeah, I think that you have to separate the production of Nick Bolton, and you have to separate that away from the importance of Nick Bolton. They're two.
I agree.
They're two totally different things. Because did he deserve the kind of contract that he got solely based on his production? No. Like, if you put it on paper, you're like, man, he's an okay linebacker. He plays with his hair on fire, which is fun to watch. I've always appreciated Nick Bolton for that regard. But is he the best linebacker in the world? No, he's not. I think everybody knows that, right? And so at first glance, when you look at the fact that they re-signed him and what they're paying him, just on paper, it's like, well, man, did he really deserve that? But there's a lot of intangibles there. And Spagnuolo has talked about that and about the importance of him calling the defense and being kind of that field general out there for the defense, kind of the guy that everybody looks to on, okay, what's the play call and how are we executing and all of that. I think that it's harder to put a value on that and have it really be understandable in the whole scheme of what Nick Bolton does for this team. That's why he got paid. That's why he's back on the roster. And I know it's hard to do, to separate out the actual production to the importance of what he's been doing and the way that he kind of runs that defense.
think of it like Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it really does get that. So that's why I thought that comparison was really interesting.
Yeah, but Mahomes has the production to back it up. So it's easier to be able to.
Hang on, though. Does Mahomes have the production statistically?
Sure.
To back up being the highest paid quarterback?
Historically,
not
yes.
Over the
Historically,
over the last 2 years. Not over the last 2 years, he doesn't. Now, I'm not – nobody's doubting Mahomes is the best. I just – we don't think of the quarterback of the defense the same way we think of the quarterback of the offense. But I think the point is, like, even though Mahomes statistically – has not been the high, you know, has not been the top performer in the league. Everyone still knows what he is and why he's so important. And he's the, you know, he's the GOAT right now and all of those things. It's not because he's putting up the gaudiest stats. He's not even close the last couple of years. Bolton may not put up the gaudiest stats. He may not, but he is, according to Spagnuolo, what Mahomes is to the offense. And I think that that tells you, like, he's critical. And honestly, when you look in totality as a whole to what this defense has done the last 2 years, he's not saying that about Chris Jones, right? He's saying that about Nick Bolton. And so I think it just tells you, like, how important for the entire unit to be able to do what it's done. I do think it's very comparable, obviously at a lesser scale than Mahomes on the offense, but it's not that Mahomes has the best numbers. It's that Mahomes always has his team with a chance to win, and he always makes the big plays, and he makes the right calls, and he makes the right checks, and when it matters the most. Bolton's probably, we don't see it as much, doing the same thing for the defense, which has been a top unit the last 2 years. It has been the reason, I think, for the last two Super Bowl appearances, one of them was a win, one of them was a loss, is because the defense has been so good.
I'll tell you right now, there have been multiple times that I've been frustrated with Nick Bolton, just like a missed tackle, you know, or not being in the right spot. Like, he can be a frustrating player at times, but at the same time, there is nobody that I trust more than Steve Spagnuolo. Like, I don't know if there's another right. defensive coordinator in the league that I trust right more now. Than him, right? And so if he says, I need Nick Bolton to run this defense, all right, yes. In Spags we trust. And so I'm gonna be on board with that and just kind of know that, yeah, there might be a couple boneheaded plays here and there, or there may be physical limitations, or he may not be a game wrecker like other linebackers that we know around the league. And so, yeah, you can easily point at that and say, they paid that guy? Like, they couldn't have found somebody else to be the linebacker, but when you peel back the onion and you yep. recognize that he is essential to Steve Spagnuolo, okay, I can get on board with that. I can take the bad with the good. I can be frustrated at times by, you know, some of the limitations that Nick Bolton has, because apparently Spags needs him, and that's enough for me. I'm okay with that.
Well, it happens with other players. Like, why does Juju Smith-Schuster keep ending up on the roster? Why have the Chiefs tried Mecole Hardman so many times? Why is it important for them to have Kareem Hunt on the roster right now, even though he clearly physically is not even close to the player he used to be? It's because Andy Reid needs those guys. He trusts those guys. He wants those guys there. They're not even close to the most talented players. They could go find somebody more talented than Kareem Hunt. Right now, it wouldn't be that hard. Probably. I'd say that, and I shouldn't say that so definitively, but just based on limitations and things, there are other players that can do those things, but those guys become important for various reasons. Nick Bolton, I would imagine, is far more important in what he means than any of those guys, because he's the one out there calling plays and doing all this stuff for Steve Spagnuolo. So
on top of that, I think another important nugget with Nick Bolton is that had he ended up going to another team, he could have been a wealth of information to that other team. Like, yeah, hey, this is what we do. This is what we call defensively. So, hey, offensive coordinator on my new team, I want to tell you about everything that we did in Kansas City. And if you want to try to find a way to slay the dragon, I can help you with that. So I do think having that knowledge, that's an important piece of it too.
And remember how easy it's been for the Chiefs to watch more maybe gifted players or more gaudy players just go. Like D Ford, like, no problem. See you later. You know, he jumped off the screen far more than Bolton does most of the time.
They let Justin Reed walk. They've let L'Jarius Sneed walk. I mean,
they've
like they let
Tyrann Mathieu. Yeah. Congratulations on your retirement, Honey Badger. Walk. I mean, they do it all the time. And so, like again, they chose not to do it with this guy. There's probably a really, really good reason for that. And so I thought it was cool for Spags to get a chance to kind of speak on that a little bit. Isaiah Pacheco also talked yesterday. One other interesting note coming out of this for me is he talked about what he learned from last year, and he just kind of played less football in the offseason. Like his lesson was he's got to be physically ready. I thought that was also pretty – for that guy to say that, we're talking about like growing as a person. You know how hard it is for Isaiah Pacheco probably to not go just try to run through walls all day long? I was glad to hear that too. He's a really interesting player that can make this team a whole lot better if he can stay on the field, and I hope he does. I hope he's able to.
There's not another position in football where you've got the players having pretty short shelf lives, just the nature of the position. And when you are going full bore and you're running through walls and you're running like you're mad at the grass, like Isaiah Pacheco does, that shelf life can get a whole lot shorter. So that's a maturity factor that apparently he is working for.
He still hasn't really been paid to play football very much. Like, let's see if he can get a second contract. All right, we'll come back. We got a little golf talk with Eric Johnson next hour. We got Tim Fitzgerald in to talk K-State. All kinds of good stuff coming for you in our next hour of Sports Daily. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.